This is KC 107.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the Power Hour with me, your host, Karine De Wet, right here on KC 107.7 FM. It's the hour where we celebrate resilience, passion, and powerhouse individuals making it all happen. Don't forget our shout out line. Send your messages to 082-414-1077. Today's show is packed with inspiration. First up, we'll hear from Tammy Homan, a dynamic work from home mom, business owner, and mother of two, who reveals her secrets to managing it all. Then, I'll be chatting with Ainsley Esterhazen, a taxi owner from Wellington, balancing her demanding business with caring for five children, three of them in different schools. And if that's not enough, she's also a full-time caregiver to her husband, who is bedridden due to kidney issues. So buckle up and stay tuned for real-life stories, heartfelt moments, and the kind of inspiration that only Power Hour can bring. And I'll be right back after this.
This is Casey 107.7.
That was Unstoppable by Sia, a perfect song for today's Power Hour. We're celebrating the unstoppable spirit of powerhouse women, balancing work, family, and life with grace and grit. Speaking of unstoppable, let's meet our first guest, Tammy Homan. Welcome to the Power Hour. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm great, just a bit. I overslept this morning, so I'm a bit tired. Yeah, so how's the school run? The school run has got me, you know, in high mode. So how's the school run with you?
Oh, it's a bit difficult trying to get the youngest out of bed this past week. He just wants to stay home and sleep.
Can imagine. He's still an adjusting time. Now, Tammy, tell us a bit what about your industry that you are in, and are you living your dream in it?
I'm currently working for a printing distributor as a billing administrator, so it's a bit of a boring 9-to-5 job, mostly numbers, but I do enjoy the the schedule, you know, did you know exactly what to do and when to do it? I also run a small company that specializes in print and digital media, and I'll definitely say that that is my dream.
Okay, your own passion.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes it's not always, what I hear from you with the job that you're doing, it is a bit tedious because you know exactly when, what, and how to do it.
Yes, but I do enjoy the structure of it.
Okay.
You know. And then I get to let the little design part, the creative part of me out when I do the other work. So it's a nice balance.
No, that's great to hear. Yeah, so these are nice balance with both what you are doing. But what are the most challenging moments at your job? I'm talking now about both of them.
I think time management and learning to deal with clients, knowing not to put your own opinion on them as a designer. You know, you are just the brush which they use to create the image that they want, and then just dealing with customer queries. I think that's definitely a challenging part.
I think both of those two that you mentioned is very challenging. I'm trying to manage my own time sometimes. You don't always get it right. And, I have been in the customer business. It's not always nice. You got to have a lot of patience and a lot of ears.
Yes, and also have a lot of empathy to understand what they're going through. I think that's one of the key aspects in customer relations, is not to just treat them as a number, but to treat them as an actual person.
Definitely. Now, Tammy, you have the privilege of working from home. So, do you love working from home, I think? And what are the perks of working at home, but what is also the downsides Are there any downsides? Please let us a bit in, because we've got COVID experience still of working at home.
Well, I've been working at home since COVID. My job doesn't necessarily require me to go into the office because a lot of what I do is by email. So it can be a little bit lonely not interacting with other people on a day-to-day basis, you know, face-to-face. There's just something about interacting with people face-to-face. But I think the first is definitely also the quiet. It's sort of a catch-22. So you don't have the constant interruptions of the office. You can sit, you can put your earpods in, and you can just focus on what you need to do.
Okay. You haven't mentioned that you can work in your pajamas.
I try not to.
You don't do that.
I try not to. No, I try to. When I wake up, I'm curious, I make my bed, and then I'm like, okay, now I can do coffee. Then I feel like I'm set for the day. Because if I'm in my pajamas, then I'm not going to get anything done that day.
Most definitely. Yeah, and Tammy, what do you do to cope through every day? Besides your job, you have two young kids and a hubby. And I think it's your hubby's birthday also today, if I'm right.
It is.
So
He's
34 today. So a shout out to your hubby from Casey, from me and the Casey team. May have a blessed birthday, and you most welcome to shout out to your love of your life.
I would just like to say happy birthday, my love, and I hope that this year brings us even more blessings than the last. And I just want to say how grateful I am that you have chosen to stuck by me through all these years.
Wow. Wow, do they say, oh, sweet. So, damn it. Okay, so it's going to be a bit of a party tonight, a little bit.
A little bit of a nice quiet dinner, but making my husband his favorite chocolate brownies. So, I think that's the highlight. When you get older, there's no more partying.
So true, no? So, if we can get back to the question, what do you do to cope through every day besides your job? You have two young kids and a hubby. And, you know, I know hubbies, how they can be sometimes. So I don't know how it is. So let us a bit in. How does that work for you?
I'm a big reader. I love reading. So when it gets too much, it's nice just to escape into a book. Or I keep myself busy with a lot of little projects. Like I'm a woman with many hobbies. I do beading. I've read bracelets. I make journals. Anything to keep my hands busy. If my hand's busy, then my mind can sort of quiet down and focus on what needs to be focused on.
Woman of many talents.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm struggling that part to get to the reading, because the day gets so busy, but I normally do audiobooks, so thumbs up to you for making time for that, because it's always good to read, I would say. And lastly, Tammy, what would you change if you could?
That is a good question. I think, sure, I'd want to have my business a bit more bigger, my personal business a bit bigger than what it is now, so that I can focus more on that day to day, you know, leave my current job. As much as I love my job and I love the people who I work with, I know that design is where my heart is.
Okay, so moving over to being your own boss completely without having to take another job. That seems like a plan for 2025.
It's definitely getting there. Because they say, you know, if you do something you love, you never work a day in your life.
So true, no? Tammy, I want to say thank you for chatting to me on the Power Hour. It was lovely chatting to you. And I hope you have a blessed evening further.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for the time and for having me on the show.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Tammy Holman, one of our powerhouse ladies this evening that we're chatting to. And before I chat to the next one, let's listen to Survivor by Destiny's Child, and I will be right back with you on KC 107.7.
is Casey 107.7.
That was Survivor by Destiny's Child, a perfect anthem for resilience and determination. And speaking of survivors, my next guest embodies that spirit in every way. Let's meet Ainsley Esterhazen, a powerhouse woman from Wellington who balances running a taxi business, raising 5 children, and being a full-time caregiver to her husband. Her story will inspire you to find strength in every challenge. Ainsley Esterhazen, welcome to the Power Hour. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Karin. I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
No complaints, no complaints. I'm good. It's nearly Friday.
Yes, I think Fridays are the day that all of us look forward to.
Unfortunately, we've been too busy. It's the start of the school has had us all a bit crazy, I think.
Definitely.
Ainsley, how do you manage your time and prioritize your responsibilities as a mother of 5, a caregiver to your hubby, a taxi owner, and potentially other roles you may have? What strategies or tools or what do you do to stay organized? How do you manage?
Karin, my day starts at 5. If I don't wake up at 5, it's chaos. So no matter how tired I am or how sick or whatever I feel, 5 o'clock is 5 o'clock. And that's when my day starts. And what I do is, because the 4 of them, the eldest one is 24 years old already, so he doesn't attend school anymore.
Okay.
But the 4 of them, I prioritize within minutes. They have certain minutes to get everything done, because no later than 7 o'clock we must leave here, so everyone gets to school on time. The next thing I do when I get back here is my husband. I get him ready for his breakfast. I help him in the bath and get dressed and whatever else, gives his medication, and then I know he's settled for a while unless there's something else that bothers him or he needs me to do or whatever. And the next thing I do is I take out my mind reminder, because I don't write stuff down. Everything is in the mind.
Mm.
And I start with that needs to be done first. So if I know someone is going to look for me at 10 o'clock or I need to get something at the church 9 o'clock or whatever, that's how I do it. I always go back to my phone and make sure that I've answered a WhatsApp or I've done this or I've done that. And even if my husband is not actively involved anymore in our daily routines, I always tell him, like, please remind me, this needs to be done that time. I must still do this. I need to go see that one. Are you going to be okay? And whatever. At first, it was like total chaos for me when my youngest son also started attending Doomsie, because then it added another stop and it added another half an hour to the crazy schedule.
Mm.
But for my own sanity, I just sat down one day and I told myself, if you don't want to be crazy before you're 50, or if you don't want to just fall over and never get up again, because I'm also not well, I have 2 chronic diseases. So then you really need to stick to your thing.
Mm.
Do everything step by step until everything is done, because that is really the only way. Even if there's hundreds of stuff that's knocking on your door and really needs to be done, you're not going to get everything done. Because no matter how hard you try, how much of a perfectionist you are, how much you really want to be superwoman, you are only human.
Wow.
And that is what I keep on telling myself. Step by step, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and second by second. And that is the way I prioritize my day, to eventually, at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, ticked off all my boxes or 80% of my boxes. If not, there's a next day. People that speak to me after 10 in the evening, I sort them out at that time. They also understand that my life is beyond crazy. So I'm grateful for those also that's willing to wait, or willing to even wait for a day or a week, or sometimes even longer before I reply or eventually get to whatever they want me to do or I need to do. So yeah, that's in a nutshell how I prioritize everything and what else.
You compare that now to a nutshell. That ain't a nutshell. That is so much on your shoulders. Wow. Really, wow. I don't know how you do it. You know, Ainsley, hats off to you. Really, hats off to you. You just inspired me just by listening to you. I only have one child that is at school at the moment. So my hat is off to you. So I want to know, becoming a caregiver to your husband, it can be a significant life change, especially you guys are still young. How has this role impacted your marriage, and what challenges or benefits have you experienced as a result?
Well, Gerine, as you know, this is my second marriage, and we've been married for 5 years now. It's almost the 23rd of February, it will be 6 years. And for 1 year and 9 months of the 6 years, we have found ourselves in this predicament. Most of the times, it's really not that bad. We've been through the worst for 3 months recently. And the rest, you know what I see it as? When you take your vows, you say through sickness and in health and in good times and in bad times. But most people normally don't experience the sickness and the health part in their marriage. When you get older or when you get one of other disease, those people just suddenly pass away or whatever. Yeah. So there's no caring like the one party for the other. And during this time that he has become so ill because of the kidney failure that he has, I think it has brought us much closer together.
Okay.
Some days is very frustrating for both me and him, because I guess I expect a lot from him, and then the illness doesn't allow it, because I want him to progress according to my timeline or timesheet. Because I want him to reach certain goals. So when we go back to Tigerberg again for another checkup, then I can tell the doctors, no, but this happened and he's done this and he's doing that. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Some days are better, some days are worse. And on the worst days, I need to accept how his body is reacting to the illness and also to my demands. Because sometimes I like to think I am a what do you call it now? A sergeant major or something that's in the army.
Major.
Yes, and I because being a perfectionist is one of my weak points, I would say. For some people, it's actually a plus point, but sometimes for me, it's a weak point, because I want people to do and to be and to act exactly like I would do it. Yeah. And that is not the case. You're never going to get that. People are unique in their own skins and in their own ways. Mm. And as a woman, you know, we always try to reach out beyond our expectations. If we are sick, we want to get healed in one day or like in half a day or half a minute, like I always try to do. Even if I'm feeling like a dog, I must get up because I must do this and this and this. And my husband is not the case. So really, patience has taught me to slow down and realize the impact that the illness has on his body or anybody else that's also struggling with a kidney failure. It's actually real. It's not something that occurs very frequent, but it's real. And it's very difficult if you don't know anything about it. And this 1 year, 9 months took me on a journey that literally left my mouth hanging open sometimes, especially when we go to hospital visits or checkups, and even the times when he was hospitalized, it really, it's an eye opener for lots of stuff. Mm. And I guess this time has really changed my perception and perspective of what I expect in life nowadays. I've learned to slow down. I've learned to put on brakes where brakes is needed.
Mm.
And other times I need to excel a bit more. And although that is challenging for me, I need to do it, because mostly now I'm husband and wife at the same time. I'm mother and father at the same time. Mm. My husband usually helped me also with the business. He done the physical part of actually going and getting parts and liaising with the mechanic and all of that stuff. And now I have to do it all by myself. I have my eldest son also helping me do that, but it's not the same, because we, the two of us, my husband and I, we were like a partnership. You do this, I do that, without asking or telling the one you what the other one was supposed to do or had to do or whatever. So it's really challenging. And the part of the marriage where you ask, you know, sometimes I would be in a shop or at school, for example, because that's where I most of the time, I would look at other couples and I would see like the husband opening the door for the wife or the husband carrying this or that, and I would think, yo, that was me a year, 9 months ago.
Mm.
And now things have changed so drastically that that is not even part of the plan. I now literally have to operate with a wheelchair. I have to put him in the passenger side. I have to take him out again. Wherever we go, it's just a wheelchair, because the sickness has affected his mobility, so he can't move about as he used to. His arms is also not that strong anymore, so really it's just lifting him off the bed into the wheelchair, into the bath, helping him get dressed. So all of his independence literally has been taken away for this 1 year, 9 months. And sometimes it felt like I'm not having a husband, I'm having like a sixth child. It sounds bad saying that, but it felt like that. And it made me depressed most of the times, but then I just gathered myself and thank God that he's actually still here with me, because things could have been different.
Yeah.
But most people will tell me in Afrikaans, like, near the other scene, they can do battles, battle, and they can do, and they just take throw, and others die. But most of the times, it really it takes a lot to be all of that and more.
You know, Ainsley, I just want to say, if somebody's not in their shoes, in your shoes, they can't talk. But what I want to say is, none of us know what lies ahead of us, but you are carrying something very, very big. And you said you're a sergeant or a major in the army, right?
Yeah.
I think you're running that army of yours. You've got an army at home that you are sergeant major at the moment, and you're running it with a lot of, you know, I don't know what's the word. I think what I want to say in a nutshell is that his illness taught you more patience. Because I was thinking back on something when my husband said, when he got married to me, he married with a family, with two daughters. And he said, marrying you gave me patience. So, yeah. But Ainsley, that's all I'm going to say. We're near to the end of the show. So just in a nutshell, managing the logistics of having five children, and if I'm right, four of them are at different schools, can be overwhelming. How do you coordinate your transportation, your schedules, your communication? And what advice do you just have for parents in general? How do you, I mean, you drop off from the preschool, am I right, to the primary, then to the high. How do you manage that in a day?
Yeah, Gareen, I dropped two of them at the high school. I have a matriculant and I have a grade 9. And then I dropped a grade 3 at the primary school and a grade R at Doomsie Pre-Primary. Like I told you, time is very important. I keep on telling them, if I leave a minute or second later than I'm supposed to, it's chaos. Because it's traffic and whatever else that you're not expecting on your way, and all of that needs to be taken into account. You know, but the school rush on its own, especially the high school, because I've attended the same high school 27 years ago. Can you believe it? Wow. Almost feels like a dinosaur. and the school is Huguenot High School here in Wellington. And most of the school's rules and regulations and set ways haven't changed that much. It's just a tweak here and a tweak there. So most of the stuff I'm expectant of, what's supposed to happen now, what's supposed to happen next. And the grade 9 one is actually my third son that's attending the high school. So, you know, I really need to be in tune with everything now already. I've been there, they've been there, they are there. So, like I always keep on telling them, monitorium for me, the skilly. I know everything. If they start telling me something or asking me of the school stuff, I complete the sentence for them. And then they just look at me and they say, yo, mommy, how did you now know that? And I said, I know, because I know. And what also helps a lot is, like, I have the vice principal on my WhatsApp. And the school's communication system is very good. There's nothing that you don't know of beforehand, so you can plan. And like I said, between the four of them, if I really will not be able to manage everything, I make use of my eldest son and I make use of my mother. And I also have a very small circle. But in that circle, I can count on each one of them that's in the circle. They understand most of the times. They are more than willing to help or whatever when I ask for their help, because they also know that it's not that much that I really, as you would say, depend on them or so. Most of the times, through it all, I try and make it all happen for all my children. So to parents out there, I would say the following. No matter how busy your day is, or no matter how busy your life is, or no matter how complicated or compact your life is, what I've realized now, seeing every day, is that children grow up in an instant. And I feel moments that you're not part of that, or moments that you let it slip by, is a moment you're never going to get back again. It's a treasured memory you will never be able to go back on. And that is why, no matter what, and no matter how difficult my day is, I always tell people, my man en my kinders kom eerst. So, trippel jy maar nou hier om my en raak maar mal en kom weer reg. First thing first, I will sort out their needs and their priorities for the day or for the week, for that matter. So, my philosophy in life has changed a lot. It's all about my children, my husband, and then lastly, myself. The rest has to wait their turn patiently if they really want something from me or want me to help them or whatever. Those days where I was just running around pleasing other people, it has stopped. Because when my husband got sick now, lots of things happened and it was lots of eye-openers for me. And that is when my whole perception of life changed. So yeah, people will probably think I'm selfish or whatever. I really can't think about their opinions anymore, because I don't know what this illness has in store for us as a family. And like I said, our children grow up too quickly to not be a part of everything that you really want to be a part of. And children, they like it when you buy them stuff, when you give them money and all of that. But I guarantee you, and this is something that I've learned from my eldest son, the things you do for them while they are small or while they're at school or whatever, it will always be treasured by them. Because he keeps on telling the other ones, what I've done, what has happened and all of that. He can speak to them out of experience of our past.
Yeah.
So that is why treasure your child, your children while they're at school. Be a part in every moment. It's magical. And they grow up too quickly for us to not be a part of everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They do grow up too quickly. That is so right. And life really flies by. Time don't stand still and all that. That is so true, you know. Ainsley, lastly, we basically at the end of the show would have loved to have more time to chat and everything, but just lastly, looking back on the past few years, what have you learned about yourself and your capabilities as a mother, caregiver, partner, and business owner? What advice would you give to your pre-caregiver before you started looking? You know, when you're speaking, this is basically asking, what would you have said to your younger self? You know, going through the things that you've gone through, what words of encouragement would you offer to another woman who may be facing the same challenges that you are facing today?
Well, Gerine, advice to myself, to my younger self, I would have said, patience, girl, patience. Because this is something that I, as I've told you now previously, I've really learned to deal with being patient during these year and 9 months now, because that's something that was not part of my vocabulary. And the second part would be, prioritize your dreams and goals. Because actually I would have wanted to be a teacher, and stupid decisions made as a young person led this dream to just be a dream that slowly faded away. And I feel I could have contributed much more in that role as a teacher. But yes, once again, I didn't know what God had in store for me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was, he was the person or the captain that turned the boat around into the water that in which it is sailing now. So, yes, I would say patience. And then the fact that you don't always have to be so perfect. Because I believe, or I used to believe, that I must only be perfect and nothing else. But with all the challenges and whatever else, that is a philosophy of the past. And to other women in the same situation as mine, I would say, prioritize your day. Make sure you do what you're supposed to do. But also, I would say, look after yourself. And it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel bad, or to have a bad day for that matter. But remember to dust yourself up, to dust yourself off, sorry, and to get up and to look the new day in the eye and tell yourself, today I'm going to do much better. And always remember to bow your knees and your head in prayer, because all of the strength you will ever receive, it will only be from God and not from other people. You can only rely on God and not on man, for that matter. And I guarantee you, you will get through any storm in your life, even if some things takes more days than you expected or more moments than you really wanted, it will be done. So look.
Hello. Ainsley, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry for that.
No, it's okay.
Just, you were saying?
I was saying that through it all, I would say that these women that has become warriors like myself, to just take a moment of that crazy day as well, to just look after yourself.
There we go.
Because if you are not capable to be capable, then what happens to those behind you? So you also have to really look after yourself. And I'm talking now out of own experience. Like I told you, I have two chronic diseases, and taking the medication for that, and sometimes also not feeling well on most days or so, it makes you realize that you are only human.
So true.
No human can be superwoman and whatever characters they are. Those are characters, it's fantasies. Our strength is in our own day. That is only a normal day where you get to be human. So embrace the day and whatever challenges you face, and love yourself. And that's more than enough to get you through the worst.
There we go. Wow, what words of wisdom. It shows what life does. It makes you wiser and wiser. You know, Ainsley, it was a pleasure speaking to you, and not just a pleasure, it was an inspiration to me personally. And I know whoever's listening out there that needed to listen to you tonight, that you have touched other people, because I know you have touched me. I want to say thank you and all the best for you for this year to come. And you are a one-of-a-kind woman. Thanks for being on the show, Ainsley.
Thank you, Karine. Have a nice evening.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that wraps up another inspiring edition of Power Hour on KC 107.7 with me, your host, Karine De Wet. A big thank you to my amazing guests, Tammy Homan and Ainsley Esterhazen, for sharing their incredible stories and wisdom. Remember, no matter what life throws your way, you've got the power to rise above it all. Don't forget to send your shout-outs, you know, to 082-414-1077, and tune in next week for more powerful and uplifting conversations and inspiring moments. Until then, stay strong, stay inspired, and keep shining. See you next week, only on KC 107.7.
This is KC 107.7 FM, the sound that sets you free.